Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, this weekend sees Cork and Tipperary battle it out in an All-Ireland final for the first time in history. Well, as you'd expect, excitement in both counties is huge and the demand for tickets means many fans are likely to lose out. But today and tomorrow, Brian O'Connell will be reporting from both counties for us, talking to families of some of the players as well as getting the thoughts of some GAA legends. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
Where are you?
I'm actually standing, this is the closest I think I'll ever get to being on the pitch in Super Value Páirc Uí Chaoimh. I'm standing pitch side here. I suppose it's the spiritual home, really, isn't it, of Cork hurling. And beside me is probably one of the greatest players to ever pull on a Cork jersey. And he's going to give you his thoughts shortly. But just as it was last year, there is huge excitement here in Cork. Really big buy-in from the public in relation to this team who are playing at the weekend in the All-Ireland final. And if the hype, Claire, wasn't big last year, well, it's ramped up even more in recent weeks. And could Cork do what they couldn't do last year and lift a trophy for the first time in 20 years? Every estate nearly you drive into in Cork has a flag flying from at least one house. It seems like every second child is wearing a Cork jersey, and the scramble for tickets, as you mentioned, is huge. Just to give you an idea, in our own club in Blarney, where I live, there were allocated, I think, perhaps 100 tickets, most of them tourists. So far, just over 600 have applied. So there's a lot of people, unfortunately, are going to be disappointed. And that's something you can be sure it's replicated in every club in the county.
I'd say, and beyond the county too. So speaking of clubs, you did go to one which has three players represented on Sunday, a club with a very proud tradition in the north side of the city.
Well, when you mention Glen Rovers, you think of some of the all-time greats that have played for the club. Former Taoiseach Jack Lynch, Christy Ring, perhaps the greatest of all time. Add to those names now, you can add Robert Downey, his brother Owen, and then the new arrival, Micheál Mullins, and of course, 37-year-old Patrick Horgan, Hoggy as he's known, 17 years playing for Cork. Could he finally get his hands on the trophy on Sunday? So I was in Glen Rovers on Monday night and I met Mary Newman, the PRO, someone who has really given huge amounts to help grow Camogie in Cork.
We're very excited to have the four lads involved, and we have Mark O'Donnell, who's the physio. We'd be one of the oldest clubs in Cork and a very proud tradition. In fact, we have the distinction, I think, of having the oldest All-Ireland medal holder in our club. That would be Jimmy Lynham, who will be a young 100 years shortly at the end of this year. And I would say he's probably the oldest All-Ireland medal holder in the country.
What's going to happen on Sunday?
Well, I think it's going to be tough. I mean, I said the same about the Dubs, so I was wrong there. But Tipperary are good. I mean, as I say, you don't get to an All-Ireland final easily, and they'll bring huge intensity, as will Cork. But I think it's going to be close.
And tell me, is your phone hopping all week now with people looking for tickets and cousins coming out of the woodwork you never knew you had?
Well, I don't have one yet. But anyway, everybody in the club are looking for tickets. Obviously, we don't get a lot of tickets. We would get the allocation the same as any senior hurling club.
Which is about 100, I think, is it?
I think it was 44, plus you get 10 terrace tickets extra for every player on the panel. Wish we had about 16 on the panel, but so that would be 84. And I think our football section then would have got about 26, maybe 30.
How many people are looking for them?
I'd say the whole of the north side. Pressure's on Tipperary, obviously. I can remember last year.
You're going to say that.
No, but I can remember last year, the excitement and the hype. And Clare were underdogs, and we went in a blaze of glory. Yeah. And there was barbecues and there was interviews, ref right and centre, and everything was excitement. And but I think Pat Ryan and his backroom team would have learned an awful lot from last year. It's not as frantic as it was last year, and I think they're going in probably in that frame of mind, kind of being there, haven't done that, but it's like mission unaccomplished. There's a very old saying, you have to lose one to win one. And hopefully that'll be the thing for Sunday.
You have to lose one to win one. That's Mary Newman there from Glen Rovers. Now, you also met families of some of the players from Glen Rovers on the Cork team. So what are the nerves like as you get that close to the action?
Yeah, you can imagine it's a real mixture of excitement, it's nerves, it's hope, it's pride. Like behind every hurler who gets to that level, there's a small community, as we know, who are part of the journey. And they're all obviously taking huge satisfaction in that. And of course, for a club like Glen Rovers, with four players taking part Sunday, it's obviously having an impact then, Claire, on the next generation that's coming up. I had a chat to some of them.
Jack O'Connell.
Kieran O'Connell.
Oliver Burt.
Alex Toomey.
Caoimhe McCarthy.
So tell us about your links then. Who are you related to?
The Downies.
What's it like to have a cousin playing in the All-Ireland on Sunday?
I'm proud of him, like.
Who's going to win on Sunday?
Cork, obviously. Like,
what about you?
Cousins with the Downies. They worked hard through the years for it. Yeah, he's up there near every day with his Hurley, either training or at the gym.
Alex too, me, related to Patrick Corgan.
You're related to Patrick Corgan. Is he finally going to get the All-Ireland?
Probably, yeah.
Do you think so?
Hopefully.
Sometimes in sport it can be very cruel. You don't get your rewards, but you're hoping he gets his reward on Sunday. Will you get a ticket?
Yeah.
The benefits to being a cousin, isn't there?
Yeah.
And yourself?
Caoimhe McCarthy, and Patrick Corgan is my uncle.
He's your uncle. We know what he's like as a hurler, right? What's he like as an uncle? Would there be many tenors in the back pocket?
Sometimes, yeah.
Not bad, yeah.
Just always has a hurley in his hand and always out the back and pucking around and stuff.
They're the things people don't see, aren't they?
Yeah.
So Sinead Barish is my name. I'm Robert and Owen's aunt.
What about the dog?
That's Billy Downey, so he's the fourth brother in the family. A great hurler as well. It's indescribable. I mean, how proud, how nervous everybody is for them, but just how in awe of them we are. It's their passion, so they love it. But yeah, definitely there's a lot of sacrifices. It is tough.
And what's the buzz like this week?
Amazing. It's absolutely amazing. It's just everybody is so proud. Everybody is really gunning for them, wishing them well.
Everywhere you look in Cork at the moment, young boys and girls have a jersey on.
It has, yeah. There's a sea of red there for the last couple of weeks. The thing with hurling stars is that, you know, they're in the locality.
They're accessible.
And so it's relative in that people feel that they can, you know, make it to that level.
When did you know that your nephew was going to play for Cork?
I remember as a child, he was passionate about it always. Even down to when they were age 9 and 10, you know, there'd be tears if he didn't get a game. I will say they're hardworking, but they're humble. They're going to go out and they're going to do their best. I'm quietly confident.
That's great to hear everyone from Glen Rovers chatting to Brian. Now, we mentioned at the beginning that a Cork hurling great is beside Brian, and we're joined now by none other than Cork legend Jimmy Barry Murphy. Jimmy, it's great to have you with us. How are you?
Very good, Claire. Thanks for having me.
Are you settled in yourself? Because it can be a tricky week coming up to an All-Ireland. Not that I'd know being from Laois, but I would imagine it's a tricky week, right?
I'm sure you'll have your day soon.
I hope so.
No, it's a fantastic week, Claire, especially for the players and management. It's all about the build-up. And you heard the atmosphere down at Glen Rovers. It's fantastic. It's a sea of red around the city and county. Massive demand for tickets, obviously, and a whole new generation following the team, I think, with the age group, of course, is a massive factor.
Yeah, I'd say you're mithered for tickets yourself, are you?
I am, unfortunately. I'm not able to get them anymore like I used one time, but I do my best.
I know, but you're still asked, no doubt. And listen, Mary Newman was saying there that you have to lose one to win one, and she was talking about a more settled vibe around the place this year compared to last. Do you agree with all that?
I'm not so sure about that.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes it changes. You can be lucky and win one your first year. And I mean, the game with Clare last year was an incredible occasion. And for the match to go to extra time and lose was tough for the players. But again, Clare were brilliant on the day as well. You've got to acknowledge that. So, you know, obviously the hunger for Cork. And I think Mary made a good point that the hunger is there for the team this year. I think we've seen that from the start of the year. Winning the National League was a huge factor for them because it meant they won a trophy at least after last year. That was, I think, psychologically, it was very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And then to win the Munster final against Limerick in such dramatic fashion,
yes,
has just raised the stakes all around the city and county here, particularly,
yeah,
as you saw yourself.
That was a great match. Now, just looking back to your own playing days and a week like this, how do you mind yourself coming up to the Sunday?
Well, I'd say most of the lads now, Claire, wouldn't be working this week. They'd all take holidays probably. A good few of them are in college anyway. A good few are in third level. So they'll be mostly keeping weight to themselves. Pat Ryan has done an outstanding job in keeping the players' feet in the ground, I understand, from watching from the background. And he has carried himself brilliantly all season, both on and off the field. And his, you know, his interviews after the game even are very, very grounded. He knows what's at stake and he knows what he's got to do to get the players right.
Mm-hmm.
So from a player's point of view, Claire, it's concentrating on a couple of training sessions this week. There's not an awful lot done this week, but it's mostly mental now, and the players will have a lot of help in that regard as well.
So a bit of light training then in the sessions this week, is that what you'd think?
That's all it would be, because, you know, players are obviously, as you said, watching themselves, and nobody wants to pick up an injury this week. And I gather all the Cork injuries have cleared up pretty much. So that's very, very good from our point of view. And the team are, I think, ready and fit and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. I like what Mary said as well, that all the pressure is on Tipperary, because it's not true, is it? you're going in as the favourites, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt Cork are favourites. Tipperary have done brilliantly this year. And I have to acknowledge the job Liam Cahill has done, as they had a very, very disappointing year last year. And he said that himself. So huge credit to Tip to come to where they are now. And it's a unique occasion, of course, the history of Cork and Tipperary back to even before when I was a young lad, the 60s and 70s. It was incredible. Massive Tip teams, Jimmy Doyle of that era, Theo English, all those great players, and they had massive success. Mm-hmm. And often hammered Cork in those. I remember going to Munster finals with my late parents and Cork getting hammered and coming home, quiet boys and girls. But, you know, it all goes in cycles in these counties. And it's a massive occasion because, obviously, the way the game has changed, Cork and Tip would never have met in an All-Ireland final. So that's a very, very unique occasion.
Yeah, you have to hit the pitch, I would imagine, with fire in your feet. Like, it's not like a race where you can hold something back until you get to a certain point. You just have to put it all out there from the minute it starts, don't you?
Absolutely, Claire. And you've seen it with Cork and Tip. And I think from a Cork point of view, certainly, the substitutions that the backroom team, Pat and the lads, have made have been hugely instrumental in getting us over the line, particularly against Limerick. They've had a huge impact. So there's a lot of pressure on the people on the sideline to bring these guys in at the right time. So as you said there, you've got to give it everything on Sunday from the start, hit the ground running, get into the game, and then we have the bench as well. We think to come on and get us over the line.
The depth. You see, sometimes when you have a match like the one against Limerick, you know, where it is just, you can't take your eyes off it for a second from start to finish, it's almost like the final has been played in that moment. And then when you get to the All-Ireland final, it can be a bit of an anti-climax. There's nothing in your mind saying that that's going to happen here this weekend.
Well, no, Claire. I mean, the Munster final was well parked now. I think the Dublin game was very important to get that out of the system. We had a 4-week break, which was great for Pat and the lads to give them time to regroup after the drama of penalties in Limerick, which I never ever thought I'd see in a Munster final. So that was a massive emotional come down for the players. But again, that's part of your job, to get on with it now. And an All-Ireland final, we know we had the hurt of losing last year. So I always think there's a massive motivational factor for players who haven't won All-Ireland. Mm-hmm. And like Tipperary, a lot of Tip players are in the same boat. I think the only Tip players who have medals would be Noel McGrath and one or two others maybe, but the majority of them haven't either. So hunger will be there on both sides, but I think after the hurt of last year, and I know it's only sport, but it's a massive occasion, and I think Cork will have a huge incentive to go and do it on Sunday.
Yeah, and you think they will do it, don't you, Jamie Barry? You think they'll do it?
I do, Claire, really. I mean, again, we all know all these old cliches, you must turn up in the day and you must deliver. And I think, to be fair, the lads know themselves, not enough of our players played to the massive best of their ability last year. So I think they will on Sunday, and I hope they can.
All right. Well, listen, it'll be a great game, and it's brilliant to talk to you. And thanks for taking the time, Jimmy Barry Murphy, in what I'm sure is a really busy week. And will people leave him alone for the tickets? He can't get them. I did you a favour there now.
Thanks
so much, Jimmy Barry Murphy there from speaking to us from Páirc Uí Chaoimh with Brian O'Connell. And Brian is going to be reporting from Tipperary for us tomorrow, and he'll have another GAA legend for us to talk to, along with plenty of relatives and fans and no doubt people looking for tickets. Now, coming up, from Sex and the City to Friends, the TV shows that have slipped up with massive plot mistakes.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.